I don't think kids are any more aggressive than they were. I don't think, you know, just thinking back to when we were there, you know, it's not a thought process that I'm going to hit that kid harder than we had. Those things are still the same, but I think some of the things that are different, obviously the level of size and speed of the game. Kids are a little bit bigger. Maybe not physically bigger, but, you know, they've worked longer at preparing themselves for being the best they can be. And so with all the strength and conditioning that's going on now, kids are physically in better shape. They have enhanced their strength because of their work the best they possibly can. So they're as big and as strong as they can possibly be in most cases. And it's no different at the college level. It's no different at the professional level. And in fact, at the professional levels, it's enhanced even more because that's what they get paid to do. And so what we're seeing now is that the level of physical play is a little bit more evident because of the size and the speed of the game. And the collisions are, you know, a little bit more violent in some cases. And you know, some cases where, you know, you just get going and they don't think about it, all the helmet-to-helmet stuff. I think it's a great thought process that the NFL's, you know, looking at suspending somebody. Not because I think there's a bunch of people out there that are really looking to lead with their helmet, but I do think it gives a guy a little bit more of a thought process while they're working towards that, that, hey, I better have a thought about not doing that as opposed to no thought at all and just going and doing something and you react to it. So I think it's a good thought by the NFL, and I think they probably will make that, you know, part of the rules here in the near future.
Given that situation and what the NFL is doing right now, does that make you reconsider the big stick?
Yeah, you know, again, we go back to the concept that it's not really about that award. You know, it's not really about us glorifying hitting people. It's just about a kid being physical. And you can't get away from the game and the level of physicalness that it is. It has always been a physical game. It's a contact sport. And so that's not going to change about the game. And so I think it really goes back to the way we're trying to present it to the kids. It is about a hit, but it's more about an effort thing. And if you look back at and the impact that it has on that particular play, if you look back at the young men that we were able to award, we didn't do it just one this week. We awarded it to four different kids. And the reason being is they were big hits, but they were big hits that changed the outcome of a play. And, you know, that's kind of the thought process that we had on it, as opposed to, you know, how hard can you just go hit that guy? That's not really what we're looking for.